Israel moved today to further isolate Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. In the aftermath of two suicide bombings, the Israeli army destroyed most of the remaining buildings in Arafat's compound in Ramallah. Dozens of Palestinians have surrendered at the compound. It's unclear if any were on Israel's list of wanted terrorists. Palestinian leaders call the siege a dangerous escalation that could undo whatever progress had been made in recent diplomatic talks. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
As Israelis gathered at funerals for some of the seven victims of the latest suicide bombings, Israel made sure that Arafat and his aides experienced the roar and smell of high explosives at very close range. Clouds of smoke and dust billowed high above the presidential compound as building after building was razed. Palestinian Cabinet Secretary Ahmed Abdel Rahman worried that Israel intended to finish the Palestinian Authority and its leaders.
There is smoke from these buildings because they destroyed the buildings of the security of the police and the fabricated houses. In fact, there is more than now 15 tanks around the building from all sides. They destroy the walls. And you can see now the Israeli tank is under the window of the office of Arafat.
As if to underscore the effort to isolate Arafat, witnesses said bulldozers were digging a trench around his office building. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's advisor, Dori Gold, said the army was looking to arrest what he called some of the worst masterminds of the attacks against Israel.
Unfortunately, these individuals believe that they can benefit from immunity or sanctuary in the compound of Yasser Arafat. Israel has stated that there is no immunity, there is no sanctuary for those who were involved in orchestrating attacks against Israeli civilians.
The death toll from yesterday's bus bombing in Tel Aviv rose to six when a teenager who had been visiting from Scotland died of his injuries. Most West Bank cities were back under tight curfew today. In the Gaza Strip, Israeli troops destroyed buildings the army said were used to make weapons. Palestinians denied that claim and said the troops shot and killed three Palestinians, including a stone-throwing boy. The army didn't comment on the boy, but said two soldiers were wounded in an explosion in the southern Gaza Strip. Michael Tarazi, legal advisor to the PLO, said it was absurd for Israel to demand that Arafat halt the attacks by the Hamas and Islamic Jihad factions when the Israeli army, the most powerful in the region, had failed to do so.
We have to stop this rather bizarre logic of expecting the elected leader of an oppressed and occupied people to provide security to his oppressors and occupiers with no guarantee that that oppression and occupation will end.
In another crackdown, Israeli Security Minister Uzi Landau ordered police to once again close the offices of Al-Quds University President Sari Nusseibeh in East Jerusalem. Nusseibeh has long denied Landau's charge that he has conducted Palestinian Authority business from the university. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.